From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting Hillary Clinton officially accepts her party's nomination for president. In a speech at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the former Secretary of State told supporters that America is at a crossroads, as it was at the start of the American Revolution. But Americans can face the future if they work together.
Bonds of trust and respect are fraying. And just as with our founders, there are no guarantees. It truly is up to us. We have to decide whether we will all work together so we can all rise together.
Clinton told the cheering crowd that as president, she wants to empower all Americans to live better lives with more opportunity, good jobs, and rising wages. She also criticized Republican nominee Donald Trump for trying to frighten voters.
He wants to divide us from the rest of the world and from each other. He's betting that the perils of today's world will blind us to its unlimited promise.
Clinton is the first female candidate to be selected as a major party's nominee in the history of the United States. Meanwhile, Donald Trump was campaigning in Davenport, Iowa, Thursday and criticized what he called lies being told about him in speeches at the Democratic convention. The billionaire businessman told a rally that Democrats had wrongly characterized his acceptance speech last week as too dark and ominous. Earlier, Trump told Fox News he was only being sarcastic when he asked Russian hackers to find 30,000 emails missing from Hillary Clinton's private email server. This is VOA News.